The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Connecting to yourself, to your experience, to whatever is easy to connect with in the present moment. As a place to begin to remember that what we'll be exploring, that what we explore in our sitting practice is remembering to be aware. And a place to begin that is to become aware of whatever's easy, whatever's most obvious. And starting there. And it may be something a little bit more broad, just sitting, the kind of the sense of the body sitting, a sense of just being with yourself. Not a very precise, it might not be very precise thing that we're aware of at first. We're just connecting here. Now, in this moment. And it can be helpful to remember that relaxation of body, of mind, is so supportive. Okay, it's a condition that helps the mind to arrive here. And so having kind of first landed a little bit with yourself, it can be useful to kind of take in how you are in the body. Can there be relaxation in the body as a support for being aware, being present? Maybe particularly relaxing the face, the head, the neck, the shoulders. Relaxing the arms and hands. Relaxing the chest, the upper back, all those muscles around the rib cage. Maybe a deeper breath might support a relaxation in that area. Relaxing across the stomach, the abdomen, middle and lower back, hips. And maybe the legs, the feet can also relax. And then it can also be helpful, or maybe it's possible, to see if there can be a relaxation inside the body. Sometimes just attuning to the core of the body, there can be a softening. Maybe the inside of the throat can relax. Maybe the heart can relax. Maybe the stomach and the intestines can relax. All of the exploration of relaxing the body can support, can allow or create some conditions for the mind to also be able to relax. Maybe there can be some release of any mental tension, worries or concerns, thoughts about past or future. Maybe the mind can relax. As there is some measure of relaxation of body and of mind, it becomes more natural for awareness to be available. When the mind isn't tight or tense or caught up in thinking, when the mind is relaxed, it's very naturally available to receive what's happening in our environment, in our bodies, in our minds. And so as we relax, perhaps there's a little more availability to simply recognize that you're aware. And what is obvious? Just settling back and maybe having the sense of experience coming to you rather than you going out and looking for something to pay attention to. Just relax and allow. These senses to naturally do what they do, receiving sensation. Our bodies naturally receiving the physical sensations of sitting, of pressure, of pulsing, of vibration, of energy through the body, maybe the breath. Now our ears naturally receiving sound. The sound of my voice. Perhaps some sound in your environment, in your room, wherever you are. Often our other senses, with our eyes closed, that may not be quite as predominant. Often not so much smell or taste, but there might be. And then there are things happening in our mind. Thoughts. Feelings, emotions. Connecting with awareness and receiving, settling back and receiving whatever is obvious, easy to meet, easy to know in this moment. At times, our attention may shift from one thing to another, and that's okay. At other times, our attention may just naturally gravitate to something and stay there for a while, and that's okay too. As we explore receiving whatever is obvious, perhaps we can incline towards allowing what is here, what is happening. Can we hold the perspective that the mindfulness can meet, can be with whatever has arisen? Even if part of what's happening is a resistance or a holding on. We might notice that something's coming up that we don't like. A sound, perhaps, that feels like it's distracting. So what's happening in this moment is there's a sound and the mind that thinks it's a problem. We can know that too. Can that be allowed? There's a sound and not liking it is happening. With our mindfulness practice, we don't have to change anything that's happening. Even the not liking, we don't have to change. The wanting to hold on, we don't have to change. But we are asked to become aware of it. Aware in this moment. Sensation and the response to that sensation. And can that be allowed? It's possible. Mindfulness can meet anything, any experience, with balance, curiosity, equanimity, interest. Even if what's arising is resistance, non-balance, that can be known too. There can be balance, recognizing non-balance is happening. It sounds paradoxical, but the experience of it is not a paradox. Relax. Aware of experience. And exploring the possibility of allowing what's here. It's already here. Rather than fighting what's already here, maybe allowing is a different way to be in the moment.
Thank you.